now, from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of Thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
And boy, do we have a lot to discuss today on this weekend as we get an election winding down here, getting close to that November 2nd date. Jim Brown here this morning. Go to my website at www.jimbrownusa.com to find our whole show schedule. By the way, you can get a new iPhone app, an Android app. You can get the Jim Brown Common Sense app, three different apps to choose from right there in that website at jimbrownusa.com. Hey, we're broadcasting live from our flagship station in my home of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 1150 AM WJBO. We're sure glad you're listening to us here this morning. We're on that countdown towards the presidential election. What's interesting is there seems to be very few voters up for grabs, and yet both candidates, now get this straight, in the next lead up to the election, we're talking about the spending over a 3-month period of some $2 billion. I didn't say million, I said $2 billion. And what's interesting is these pollsters are saying that there's not a lot of undecided voters out there. Traditionally, about one-third of Americans describe themselves as independent voters. And so it gives you an impression that a large group of Americans will provide the decisive swing votes in the election. But that impression, quite frankly, could be misleading because pollsters are saying it's really much less than that. A lot of described independents, close to half according to most surveys, have already made up their minds. They really are aligned to one political party or the other, although they call themselves independents. Then if you're an independent in a solid red or solid blue state, you're somewhat irrelevant. You know, an independent down in my home state of Louisiana, this is a red state that's going to go Republican, as it generally does, isn't going to make much difference. The same thing of a independent out in California, New York, blue states. They may be independent, but they're not going to make much difference. So when all is said and done, we're going to spend this $2 billion to try to influence anywhere from 3 to 5% of the voters in the election. That's what most experts are saying. A very small number of voters that are going to be analyzing what's happening coming up here in this weeks to come. I think these presidential debates are going to have a lot of effect on how the election comes down. I particularly wish there were more vice presidential debates. Well, we've got a couple of Lulus in these vice presidential candidates. Joe Biden, the president, vice president, seems to stick his foot in his mouth as each day goes by, not week goes by, day goes by. Pretty bright fella, chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee in the Senate for 22 years, knows his foreign policy, but whether you're Republican or Democrat, he makes a lot of gaffes. And so the new flavor of the month is this fella, Paul Ryan, congressman from Minnesota, who is starting to bring some questions to bear in terms of where he's coming from. Ryan is looked on as this arch conservative who's put together this very tight budget as a way of reducing federal spending and trying to get a better handle on this huge debt we have. And let me tell you what, we've got one heck of a debt out there. I don't think most people realize how deep in debt this country is, but obviously, I don't care who you are in this country. I think you agree we've got to do something about this debt. Does Ryan really meet that test? Well, let me give you a few scenarios, and I talked about this some last week. The jury's out, in my opinion, on Ryan. Looks like he talks the talk, but the question is, does he walk the walk? Read an article in the New York Times last week by David Stockman. He was the director of Office of Management under Ronald Reagan for the first term of Ronald Reagan. And here's what he says about Ryan. He says, Mr. Ryan showed his conservative mettle in 2008 when he folded like a lawn chair on the auto bailout and the Wall Street bailout. But the greater hypocrisy is his phony plan to solve the entitlements mess by deferring charges to social insurance by at least a decade. In other words, Ryan is not going to make any cuts for more than 10 years. It's not that he's going to reduce spending at all. He's just going to slow spending it down a little bit. And a lot of people wonder, well, can that really make that much difference? And Stockman raises an interesting point. My friend Judge Napolitano, Andrew Napolitano, who was a Fox News analyst, conservative guy you would think would be on the Ryan team, Here's what he says. Last week, Governor Mitt Romney, the Republican nominee, blasted Obama for borrowing more than $1 trillion in just the past year. He must have forgotten to look at the voting record of his designated running mate, Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan. This is what Napolitano is saying. Ryan voted for nearly every request to raise the debt ceiling during his 14 years in Congress. He voted for TARP, which is that Wall Street bailout where we gave all this money to all these Wall Street shenanigan entrepreneurs who should have gone to jail. This is Napolitano, as you say, the GM bailout and most of the recent stimulus giveaways. He also votes to pay for the Iraq and Afghanistan war on a credit card, which added another $1 trillion to the government's debt, and he voted to assault the Constitution by supporting the Patriot Act and its extensions, as well as Obama's unconstitutional proposal for military arrests on American soil. So the consensus is that Ryan is just another big government Republican holding himself out as a fiscal conservative. He's really not going to make that much difference when all is said and done. It's not like he's going to cut any spending. He's going to slow down a little bit on the federal spending. And the question being raised is that really enough? You see what I'm saying? Ryan's budget doesn't actually cut anything. It just slows it down a bit. Is that responsible? Is that going to make that much of a difference? I don't think it does. I don't think it does. We've got to get a handle on a much greater flow of spending. And yet this campaign is strictly about the negatives. I mentioned that $2 billion figure to you before. Most of that money is going to be spent in the time we have left until this presidential election on beating up on the other side, on being negative, going for the jugular, attacking your opponent. No positive plan out there. All we're hearing is, well, Obama and Medicare and Medicaid. He's ripping away Medicare so it goes into Obamacare. And then going after Obama, going after Ryan and going after Romney, saying, look, these guys, the tax returns, why doesn't Romney let his tax returns lay out there? All the negative. And I understand that in forming an opinion by the American people, it's fair game to lay out your opponent's record and to raise some weaknesses about your opponent. But we've done that incessantly over the last couple of months, day after day after day, to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars. And we're going to spend $2 billion in the weeks to come to keep knocking that home. And yet all these unanswered questions about what to do with the fiscal structure, the financial structure of us all right here. So amazing that 3-5% are going to make that much of a difference in terms of what actually happens here. But there are some real problems out there, folks. It's very hard to analyze. You know, they throw these figures around about 2 trillion and 3 billion, 100 million, and I don't understand all those figures. Let me try to simplify it for you. Let me take all those figures they're throwing around and cut out about 10 of the zeros, okay? Let's assume you're an annual family, and I'm talking about the country as an example. Your income's $22,000. All right, you spend $39,000. You spend $39,000. Then on your credit card, you throw in another $16,000-$17,000. So your credit, you make $22,000 a year, and you owe about $142,000 on your credit card. That's the difference the U.S. finds itself in today. We're not cutting that figure down, and it's having a dramatic effect in terms of our ability to deal with this economy, save our money, have a government that operates properly, and see, the government pays our debt, so you and I aren't shortchanged. It's a mess. It's a mess. And I'm not sure Paul Ryan at this stage has laid out a scenario to deal with that difficult problem. We'll come back and talk some more with a lot of guests. Go to my website at
Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. the most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio. The Cajun contractor, Michael King, host of Home Talk USA, is now available for your next speaking engagement. That's right. You can have one of the most exciting, energetic personalities on the radio today speak at your next function. If your trade organization or company needs a qualified speaker to talk about home improvement products, technologies, and services, even the current state of your industry, please give him a call today. The Cajun contractor, Michael King, is a qualified, licensed, tested contractor with an extensive knowledge of home improvement construction and repairs, and is regarded by his peers as one of the top experts in his field and the home improvement industry in general. His keen sense of humor and entertaining delivery will really make your next function one to remember. Call the Cajun contractor, Michael King, today at 985-641-3730. That's 985-641-3730. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. C'est le bon temps roulé. Let the good times roll.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 17th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,641.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,655.26, $827.63 for a half ounce, or $413.81 for a quarter ounce. $1,615.26, $827.63, and $413.81.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
You know, if our economic problems were not bad enough, Mother Nature has continued to ply on the problems and create some real difficult scenarios for this entire country because of what's happening along the Mississippi River. Now, I know you folks out in California and those of you listening up in New York and along the East and West Coast, not really affecting directly by the river, say, well, it doesn't really affect us, but it really does, and I want to tell you why. This is critical to the entire nation. We got the worst drought in more than 50 years, and it's having a devastating impact on the Mississippi River. Now, the river's become very narrow and very thin. I've lived most of my life on the river. I was born in St. Louis, raised up there where the river comes right through, and then went to law school down at Tulane, raised down in Louisiana, started practicing law in Faraday, Louisiana, right on the river. I could tell you some really unbelievable stories about fighting that river back in the 70s and the 80s. Today I live in Baton Rouge, right on the Mississippi River. What's happening is when this river becomes so thin and it keeps on dropping, there's a very real possibility that all river traffic could shut down. Traffic is dragging going up, say, north of St. Louis right now. And here's what you got to consider. Approximately 60% of our grain, all of the farm product grain, 22% of all our oil and natural gas, about one-fifth of our coal traveled down the Mississippi River. And it's also the dropping point. A lot of the foreign goods that come into the port of New Orleans, are put on barges and taken up the river to Memphis, to St. Louis, to a number of locations that work themselves into all the Midwestern markets that go on. So that's the main transportation line that takes care of all the Midwest. The thin is in production that goes to the East Coast and West Coast. It's been estimated that if all Mississippi River traffic was stopped, it would cost the U.S. economy $300 million a day. $300 million a day. Now, most of the media coverage of this huge drought has focused on the impact that it's having on farmers and ranchers, but the health of the Mississippi River is also absolutely critical to the economic success of this country. And right now, you know, we know how bad shape the economy is. In some areas of the river, and if you haven't lived along the river, you just don't, this doesn't sink into you, but the river is 20 feet below normal and the water's expected to continue to drop. We've got some projections of a lot more drought happening, a lot less rain coming up in the months to come. And so I make the point that most of us don't realize how critical the river is to our economy. You know, I can recall back in the last huge drought in 1988, the river dropped so far at Natchez. Natchez, Mississippi is an old community that used to be right on the river. Now, those of you that know that area, it's moved higher up on the bluffs. Well, all those houses and restaurants, the commercial activity of Natchez back 100 years ago, 150 years ago, have all deteriorated because of the river's expansion and dropped into the river. Well, the river got so wide, I went down there with my three daughters, and we picked up all kinds of bricks in the river that were 150, 200 years old. I used those to help build a house I put together up there some years ago. So I went through that drought and saw how low that river could get. It's really devastating. Now, the other side of the coin, the flip side of the coin, is what happens when the river floods. We seem to either have feast or famine here. Just a few years ago, the river almost overtopped the banks. I can tell you, I can recall back in, let's see, 1973, and again in 1978, I was a state senator living up in the little town of Faraday, Louisiana. Now, you listeners on the East and West Coast never heard of Faraday. Very famous little town, home of Jerry Lee Lewis, Mickey Gilly, who was the country singer of the year a few years back, General Claire Chennault of Fighting Tigers fame. Remember Howard K. Smith, the newscaster on ABC? All these folks were from my little town of Faraday, about 5,000 people. The river continued to rise. My home was right overlooking the mainline river and the mainline levee. The river rose and rose. The local sheriff got all the prisoners out of jail and came up by the river very close to where my house was and started digging sandbags. We worked for days with hardly any sleep, sandbagging the river, raising it another 2 feet with sandbags over what it was then. And I can see the river getting within inches of overtopping the mainline levee, breaking through that levee. That's what happened down in New Orleans, you recall, with Katrina. It was not the hurricane that caused all that damage with Katrina. It was the collapse of the levees. When the levee collapsed, the mainline river just poured into New Orleans and caused the devastating flooding that that city is still not recovered from. So the integrity of that levee is critical to the success of stopping during good when the high water times are there, and they come pretty regularly. And then when you've got the drought that you have today, it is a very, very concerning thing. By the way, if you go back to 1904, go back 108 years, 108 years. This weekend, they completed the Panama Canal. Unbelievable to dig a canal going 50 miles through uneven the hills and the hot jungle. I don't know if you've ever been to the Panama Canal down in Panama City. It's really unbelievable. Remember in the late 19th century, the French had tried and failed to build a canal. Then Teddy Roosevelt said, I don't care. We're going to send the engineers down there. Thousands of men went to work digging, blasting, and dredging. They fought floods and mudslides. You can imagine back then the yellow fever, the logistical problems of trying to cut through and build that canal. And Roosevelt said he's going to do it. Sent a number of engineers down there. 57,000 men set to work on that canal. They dug out more than 200 million cubic yards of earth, constructed a dam to create a lake, and designed huge locks operated by giant electric motors. Again, this is 1904. The motors were made by some new startup company. The name of it was General Electric. General Electric is probably the biggest U.S. corporation existing today. And it seemed like every week there was a setback. I remember one explosion, I was reading about this in history, killed 23 men in one time. One mudslide lasted 10 days. And every time they turned around, people said, oh, this ain't going to work. You got to shut this thing down. We're not going to be able to build this. But the Americans prevailed. Roosevelt kept pushing. And the Panama Canal, one of history's greatest engineering triumphs, opened up to traffic this weekend in 1914. It's been shows you how long ago it started in 1904, took 10 years to build. It's magnificent to see those ships work two or three days to come through that 50 miles and those locks and dams down there. I had the pleasure of going down on some business about 10 years ago, and I just sat there at the top of the canal on a levee and just watched for hours and hours as those ships came through. It was really quite a sight to see. If you have a chance to do so, you got to go down and take that all in. Hey, my show is Jim Brown's Common Sense. And by the way, we've got some new apps on the website. You can get an iPhone app, an Android app. You can get an app that just a general website app. Number of choices there. So go to my website at www.jimbrownusa.com. I wrote a column this week, by the way, about how the selection process for vice president, how Paul Ryan was picked, and what his qualifications are. You may want to take a look at it. Again, that's www.jimbrownusa.com. We're going to come back and talk about the confrontation within the political structure of these parties right now. Freshen up your coffee, and we're going to come right back with you on Jim Brown's Common Sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNlive.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Gardenersandfarmers.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, glad you're back on the second portion of our program. Our website, www.jimbrownusa.com. There's so much confrontation and polarization in politics today. It's just unbelievable the polarization going on in this country between the two political parties, between so many varied interest groups. And what do you do about it? Is there a way we can tone down the rhetoric and find some cooperation? You'd think so. But so far, we haven't had much success. There's a new film out called, and Brian Malone, who is a award-winning producer of film, has written, put together a great film out. And Brian, I'm not sure how to pronounce the name. Is it Patriocracy? How do you pronounce the name of the film?
Here it is. Say it with me. Patriocracy.
Okay, being a patriot. Okay, well, that's very simple.
Patriocracy, yeah. Patriocracy.
Okay,
yeah.
That makes sense. I struggled a little bit, and so, but I appreciate you giving. Hey, thanks for spending some time with us today, Brian. You put out this new film, and it's created a great deal of excitement about a huge problem we're seeing in this campaign, where the polarization's going on in this country, and. Mm-hmm. I've never seen it in all the years I've been watching the political structure in this country. I've never seen so much polarization. Give us the focus you tried to bring this film. What did you try to accomplish in dealing with this problem?
Well, I approached the film in the way that many Americans are probably looking at this problem. I had a growing frustration in the amount of the lack of civil discourse in our American political conversation. And frankly, it was very discouraging because, you know, if you look at the problems that our nation has to solve, we have some pretty big problems that we have to solve. We have to get our budget in order. We have to look at, you know, our energy situation, our education reform. Lots of big problems, but the problem that I saw in all of the issues is that we were not, as Americans, willing to have a good civil conversation anymore. Everything has to be hyper-politicized, and everything has to be immediately either the liberals on the left's fault or the conservatives on the right's fault, and there's no middle ground at all.
Well, now, it's interesting you take this on. I think you're right on, and I want to talk about some of the specifics. But you know, you're a five-time Emmy Award winner. You have been in news yourself. You've put together a number of films. What gravitated you to this confrontation or this gotcha mentality we have in our country today?
Well, I come from a traditional news environment myself. I was a news producer, television news producer. Well, I've been out of it for about 17 years now, but when I got into it, you know, the news industry was a lot different than it is today, too. It was a lot less glamorous. You might argue it was a lot more boring, but it was a lot more, I would argue it was a lot more informational and gave viewers, a lot better information. Nowadays, I can't really say so much, so I had kind of this growing frustration of, like, where's the good information? Where's the beef? And I couldn't really find anyone really talking about it, so I felt compelled to start investigating it myself.
What did your film find? What did your research find in terms of where this major confrontational flow in politics began? We've always had it to some degree, but it seems like it's at the peak right now, but this has been a growing trend of confrontation that's probably been going on for 30 years or so. What did you find as far as a beginning point? When did you see the intensity heighten so much?
Sure. Well, there are a lot of different causes from this, and I think these are causes that we probably all already know about, but maybe not realize the depth and the breadth that they impact on us. I mean, I think the number one easy target that we're talking about is money, and I get into the Citizens United case a little bit about how unrestricted use of money at all just really pollutes and poisons the atmosphere. And we're living it right now. We're living in uncharted territory right now. You just see the ads going back and forth between all the super PACs. It's crazy. I mean, we didn't even know back up 2 years ago, we didn't even know what the term super PAC meant as a country. You know what I mean? So that's one of the big things. The other big culprit in my research was the media. And I say that in a general term, but what has happened because of FCC deregulation, number one, meeting a crossroads with the technology explosion that allows us to have 500 channels and the internet and Google News and everything at our fingertips whenever we want it, there's been a huge commercial explosion in the and coming from news, I hate to say this, in the news industry, because it's no longer information, it's more entertainment using news as the content, the news of the day as the content. But what happens is these shows, both on the right and on the left, take this news of the day and just spin it for their own audiences. And I think that's further polarizing people more than anything else, in my opinion.
Yeah, and it would seem like they do so from a personal interest. You take the money, and these lobbyists in Washington, they have a vested interest in seeing that the polarization continues, because if you brought some harmony and you got some cooperation, you wouldn't need all these lobbyists, as they'd be out of business. And same in the news business, you'd think. I mean, if Fox and MSNBC on the left and Fox on the right and these various stations didn't have an agenda, then they wouldn't drive the listeners or the viewers there to listen and take them all in.
Yeah, that's great. That's a great point, Jim, because I'll tell you something. I was on a conservative radio talk show on Friday, and that exact very thing happened. The host of the show had no interest in talking about the content of the film or the subject of trying to bridge the gap of civility. Instead, the host used the film as a case for divisiveness and pushed us farther apart and said that there's no possible way that we as Americans can come together and that we have differences and that's just the way it is and that's the way it's always going to be. And he, you know, spouted off a bunch of statistics and everything, which, you know, I'm sure he might be right from a certain point of view. But I will tell you this, that it's what the dangerous thing about being on that show was, and the dangerous thing about our is very, it mirrors what's going on in our national conversation right now. And that is that when people refuse to even try to see someone else's point of view or give it value or just give an inch to realize that, hey, somebody else may have a valid point of view, then we're all really in trouble. And that, I think, is the biggest point of the film.
The film is called Patriocracy. It's by Emmy Award-winning director, producer, writer Brian Malone. You can order the film and find out more information on our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Brian, let me ask you this. In terms of when a lot of the hyphen period began, how far back do you go? I think you mentioned in your film, you kind of get, is Barry Goldwater kind of the demarcation line when the rhetoric started heating up and you saw the confrontation begin? That would be in the 1960s. How far back do you see this being a major problem in this country?
Well, for me, I mean, you know, Goldwater was a good line in the sand. It is a good place to start from. Surely, if you know, there have been cases throughout American history of hyper partisanship and political divisions. I mean, gee whiz, the most blatant example of that is the Civil War.
And listen, Brian, can you hold that thought for me? We've got to take a little break right now. Let's come on back. You can stay another segment with me. Talking to Brian Malone, the film out right now, Patriocracy, will tell you how you can see the film, how you can get the film. Information on our website at jimbrownusa.com. And we're going to come right back and talk to Brian. Lots more to talk about in the Common Sense Show. Fresh up your coffee. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
This is the old Cajun contractor Michael King here, host of Home Talk USA. Did you know that you can now shop and purchase online quality name brand tools and accessories at discounted prices from one of the top most visited online hardware stores, The Handy City? That's right. You can now take the hassle of having to go out and purchase these products. Just think, you can now order all of the top name brands from the comfort of your home computer and have it delivered straight to you in most cases. And the shipping is free. All the products are personally endorsed by me and guaranteed 100% by the manufacturer by using our online store. You'll be also helping to keep our popular home improvement radio show on the air. So please check out our website today at thehandycity.com. That's thehandycity.com. I'll say it again, thehandycity.com. Quality products at discount prices straight to you. I have only one thing I can say. Ça c'est le bon temps roulez. Let the good times roll. Yai!
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
4, 5, 6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
We're talking with Emmy Award-winning film director, producer Brian Malone, written a great new, rather put together a first-rate film called Patriocracy, The Polarization in America Today. And Brian, let me read a quote that you gave. You talked about, here's what you say. You say, we live in a hyper-fast, hyper-partisan climate fueled by a me-first perspective and lightning-fast media. The dark side of that self-centered position is that America's whole is suffering. So really, the problems we face in America come down to our state of mind. Oh, elaborate on that. What do you mean by this me-first perspective in the country today?
Wasn't there an old Shakespeare quote? I think it was the problems, dear Brutus, are not in the stars, it's within ourselves, I think.
Correct.
But, you know, look, I'll tell you something. I'll give you a personal example. We're going through this situation here with our own school board here right now that has politicized a civic institution. A school board is a public trust of the community. The politicization for selfish means has kind of taken over our public dialogue, and it's happening right here in my hometown right now. And I'll give you a great example. This school district is using the word choice. It's been co-opted by this. I think that a lot of people are talking about school reform right now. I'm actually doing some research on the subject matter this morning. What I found is that organizations, people, mainly it's, and a lot of times it's businesses, in the corporate environment want to push a marketing strategy on someone to try to get them to believe that they should, sign up for something and in fact to get them to vote and go against their own actual self-interest in the long run, the greater good of the country. In exchange for profit, and they sell it in a way that you feel like this isn't, you're entitled to this, you're entitled to this choice, you're entitled to this me first kind of a thing because you deserve it. But you know, the truth of the matter is there's this other big argument about individualism, American individualism, and what I've found is that we're not individualists, we're interdependent on each other. Regardless of whether we want to admit it or not, we all need each other in this country for one thing or another, and we got to find a way to get along better.
Well, it's very tough today in the atmosphere in which we surround ourselves. Now, your film, Patriocracy, How do you, are you distributing the film? How can people get it? I mentioned you can go to our website and get it, but how are you getting the film put out? You've got a lot of help with a lot of named people that participated in backing on this film. How are you getting distributed?
Well, there are a lot of different ways. First and foremost is the distributor, Cinema Libre, the studio, is distributing it now on DVD, and they're in the process of finalizing a national broadcast. Can't really give you details on that yet, but it's going to be, you're going to want to watch for it right before the election, because there will be a national broadcast on a prominent outlet, cable outlet here, right before the election. So you'll be hearing about that shortly. You can, of course, get the film on DVD. The other main thing that I think is really rewarding for me is this grassroots, real, I know people like to throw this word grassroots around, but this has truly been a grassroots revival. This film has really seen a great life in this. I've had these chapters of the League of Women Voters all over the country, all the way from Maine to Hawaii, step up and want to screen the film. And these ladies, and some men too, have stepped up and they've rented out church basements, library meeting rooms, big theaters, small theaters, that kind of thing. And they have shown the film, they've hosted the film themselves, I think I've had over 50 screenings, across the country now. And they continue to do it. There are screenings coming up this week in just little chapters and little towns and big towns all over the place. And I'll tell you what, that's been the most rewarding, because I've gone to a few of these things and it really gives me encouragement, because when you see this group of people that come out, you really see that there's a genuine interest in wanting to try to solve this problem of polarization and really improve the conversation of our political dialogue here. And there are a lot of smart people out there and a lot of thoughtful people out there. And when I go out there, I'm really encouraged. I'd say as discouraged as I am when I watch Fox News or MSNBC, I'm equally as encouraged when I get out there and get to meet people in person.
Well, Brian, you got a great film, Brian. I enjoyed seeing it. I hope our listeners will. The film is called Patriocracy. Got it right, huh? I'm doing good. Okay.
Got it.
Brian Malone is the producer, the director, did a first-rate job putting it together. And, again, you can find it on our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Hey, Brian, thanks for spending some time with us. Good luck to you. We look forward
to
a lot of folks seeing the film, okay?
I sure appreciate it. Thanks very much.
Okay, bye-bye. He hits on a very concerning issue of the polarization of this country today. Look, we all have core beliefs, and you should not give on those core beliefs. But at least you can have some dialogue. We all change. As I've gotten older, I've changed my opinion about a variety of things. I was in the legislature in Louisiana back in the 70s when it was less confrontational. Back then, you fought strongly for what you believed in. You got up and made a very heavy debate. You voted against the governor or against those who you disagreed with. But then when the evening came to an end, you'd go out and break bread, maybe drink a cold beer or have a Coke or something like that. You get to know the families and at least develop a dialogue where maybe some progress could be made as the years went along. Boy, not today. You don't find that today at all. I mean, if you're in Washington, D.C. today, and someone takes a position that you disagree with, then not only do you disagree with them, they're the enemy. They're the bad guy. You want to destroy them at all costs. You want to bring in all your various political interest groups and pour money against them in the campaign to beat them. You don't sit and reason. You don't sit and talk. I talk to my congressional delegation, and I say, do you ever sit down and talk with people on the other side of the aisle? No, we don't do that because, they just disagree with us, and we have our agenda, and we're going to push our agenda. There is no communication going on at all. So it's real concerning that we can't at least have a dialogue. I mean, look at the founding fathers of this country who disagreed on so many aspects of the Declaration of Independence and then our Constitution. And for days and weeks, they tried to find a middle ground. They tried to find a compromise. In some areas they did, in some areas they didn't. But at least they tried. They put a good faith effort to try to blend and try to find a consensus that would work well for all. Because everybody had to give a little bit, right? You just don't find that in Washington, D.C. today. The confrontation is just unbelievable. And I don't think it bodes well for this country at all. I mean, you got to sit down and have a debate about this Medicare and Social Security issues, the issues of the budget. We're going to spend $2 billion in the coming weeks of this political campaign to try to influence 3 or 4% of the population, those undecideds, and it's all going to be negative. You're not going to see anything positive out there. Have you seen anything positive up till now? I haven't. It's all gotcha. This person messed up. This person, when they were 10, did so-and-so. This person left the company 15 years ago, or whether it was 16 years ago. Look, man, put that behind us. We got too many problems we've got to deal with in this country today. And you can beat that dead horse and beat that dead horse, and that's not going to make one difference in protecting Social Security for our seniors and Medicare. If you're not on Medicare, let me tell you what. You're going to wish you did, and you wish it was protected when you get to be 65, because the cost of health insurance in this country is just continuing to skyrocket, and there's no end in sight. And you're not going to find any quick solution, Obamacare or Romney Care, whatever you come up with. It's going to take some time. By the way, if you want to see more about education reform that Brian talked about earlier, you can find a great deal of information. My oldest daughter, Campbell, is on my website at jimbrownusa.com. Campbell Brown has been quoted extensively about education reform in the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, a number of articles that I've posted there on the website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Hey, we're going to take a break right now, top of the hour, get some news for you to let you know what's happening in your part of the country. Then we'll come back with another hour. Boy, we've got a lot to talk about in the next hour, protecting your basic rights and how to eat pretty good, too, as we get into the summer. So, you know, I'm a health nut. I like to eat well, like to eat good tasting food.
Common sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNLive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.